the election, and the economy.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and here is President Obama speaking to his supporters at his victory rally in Chicago last night.
America, I believe we can build on the progress we've made and continue to fight for new jobs and new opportunity and new security for the middle class. I believe we can keep the promise of our founding, the idea that if you're willing to work hard, it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from.
So what does the president's reelection mean for the economy? For answers, let's bring in Julia Coronado. She is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she joins me here in our New York studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've got the same president. We've got the same congressional makeup, basically, Democrats controlling the Senate, Republicans the House. Is there any change economically, or is this more stay the course?
So while the results are status quo, I don't think it's necessarily status quo for the political negotiations that are upcoming.
With the fiscal cliff.
With the fiscal cliff, exactly. So neither the president nor the Tea Party can claim to have a mandate anymore. This is almost a perfectly divided electorate. So this is an electorate that's asking for compromise. So these guys really are going to have to both put something on the table to get anything done.
It's your view that there is no mandate here for the president because he did win a pretty big electoral vote margin there.
He did win. The electoral margin was certainly comfortable, but the vote in each of those major swing states was very, very tight, and the popular vote overall very close. So I don't think it's not like the 2008 dynamic. It's a more divided electorate than we saw then.
So what happens then with the fiscal cliff? We're talking here about the spending cuts and tax increases set to go into effect at the end of the year unless Congress does something to avoid them. What happens? Do we have a change in dynamic?
So I don't think that politicians tend to reward the voters that put them in office by taking the economy into recession. So I think we find a deal, and I think we find a deal before year end. And in that sense, I think having the status quo helps the negotiations. He's not a lame duck president. He's the president. And we can go ahead and make some decisions, postpone the bite, and then promise to tackle tax reform in 2013.
Are taxes going to go up?
Taxes almost surely are going to go up. I think what we can all take from the results of this election is that we don't want them to go up too quickly. We don't want to derail the economic recovery. But clearly, both revenues and spending have to be on the table.
So for the last 4 years, really, we've had business say there's too much uncertainty in the economy. We don't know what these new regulations, whether it be healthcare or Wall Street reform, are going to do for business. Now they know. These things are sticking around. They're not going anywhere. Is this going to remove some uncertainty from the business community?
Surely it removes uncertainty. Again, I think knowing who is in power and what the policies are going to be, now we can react. Now we can shape. Each industry, each company can shape their strategy going forward, knowing pretty much what the political lay of the land looks like.
Do you see any major legislation coming? Any immigration reform, energy policy reform?
Well, we know where President Obama stands on those things, and certainly those things are going to be areas of interest for him. But I think the big legacy policy will be the fiscal issues and tax reform and how do you tackle these yawning deficits we're still living with in a sensible way over time.
Now, one of the big sort of saviors of the economy over the last few years has been the Federal Reserve, which has done a lot. What's going to happen with monetary policy now going forward?
And this is, I think, the good news for financial markets. The status quo on monetary policy means that we have the policies that are already in place, very aggressive, very supportive policies. We will have continuity when Chairman Bernanke leaves office in just over a year. Vice Chair Yellen is a leading candidate for replacing him. She's got lots of depth and experience with these policies, and she's on the same page.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning. Hong Kong up 0.7%, down 0.7% right now in Frankfurt, and same thing in Paris. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 133 points to close at 13,245.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
Well, it appears car country played a big role in President Obama's reelection. Michigan and Ohio both benefited from the auto industry bailout, and both went for the president last night. Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff has that story.
President Obama won most of Ohio's big cities last night, and a blue stripe of counties at the top of the state. On one end is a Toledo Jeep plant. On the other, the factory where they build the Chevy Cruze, and in between, thousands who work in auto parts suppliers. If the bailout had a galvanizing effect, it would be here. Bruce Belzowski of the University of Michigan says it affected morale.
When you look at the things that people were saying about how they felt after the auto bailouts, I think the effects on people's livelihoods was dramatic.
Exit polls yesterday show a majority of Ohioans favored the auto industry bailout. Ohio actually has an unemployment rate now of 7%, better than the national average. Many economists think far more Midwesterners would have lost their jobs if not for the government loans that shored up GM and Chrysler. Then there was that ad from Mitt Romney late in the campaign claiming, wrongly, that Chrysler was going to ship jobs to China.
That really didn't set well with our members.
Ken Lortz is the director of the UAW Region 2B, which covers Ohio and Indiana. He says his members worked harder to elect Obama after that ad ran. But it's unclear whether the ad changed any votes or was a sign the Romney camp was worried about its fortunes in Ohio. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.
And finally, there were a lot of very expensive bells and whistles on the TV coverage of the election last night. An ice rink with a map of the country underneath it on NBC. Control of the lighting atop the Empire State Building on CNN. But on ABC, the power actually went out during the coverage, and anchors had to move to a different area of the studio. ABC's president is quoted as saying, "In the universe of things that can go wrong, this is a big one." In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.